Okay, we are. Let's do 29 seconds.
I have a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov.
Shabbos, good Yom Tov.
Good Shabbos, good Yom Tov.
Shabbos, good Yom Tov. I think we have the honor of Avram Cohn on the phone this morning. He called for a number. Okay, we are starting Tanei Rabbanan, which is Lamed Chesem at Beis 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line from the top. Tanei Rabbanan, Loi Lemem Tavoidu Rishos, Diver Bishmol. The Bishmol says, the Torah did not obligate you not to free Avadim. It is voluntary. The Torah said you're allowed to keep them forever. You don't have to keep your Avadim forever. According to Bishmol, you are allowed to free your Avadim. Rabbi Akiva I'm a chayver. Rabbi Akiva says no. It is an obligation to keep the Avadim. Machloikus Tanoim. Frank the Gemara Vadomer of Lazar Sabal Kamadam Rishos. So why would you have a question why Rabbi Eliezer freed his Eved for Minyan? Right, and we gave him answer that it's a mitzvah. Just answer that he holds like a Bishmol, and that he holds that you're allowed to free Avadim, and that the question would never start. And for the Gemara Loisal, because I do not think that way. The Tanya Behedja, we learned Beferish, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer Chayva. Rabbi Eliezer says is an obligation. So therefore, we had to answer that mitzvah is different. Rashi is the last wide line with Shus. Why does the Torah have to give you reshus to work for them forever? Why would I think you can't work for them forever? Because right before that it says that if a guy is from the seven nations, you cannot leave him alive. So the Torah had to write that people who live in Eretz Yisrael that are not from the Shiva Umas, you can have them as slaves. Lahatir echad mishar umas habolaknanis. If a guy from a different nation lives with a Knanis, Shehu Meshiva Umais, Vahilid Ben, Shatar Rishad, Lekhleis Abiyevet. Teshavim means that they live in the place of the woman, but the man is not from the Shiva Umais. And the Torah allows to buy him as an Eved. So the Ayilam Tavoidu is to say, even though mom is from the Shiva Umais, you can keep him as an Eved. Welcome to Fire Slava Mekane, that's how the Gemara explains it. In the first parak of Saita, Frank the Gemara, Zakrashi with Umra Blazer Savalok Rabishmo, my Dukka the Shnu Yalel, what forced us to answer Mitzvah Shaini? And the answer is because Rabbi Shmuel says Beferish Chayva. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer says Beferish Chayva. Amarabba, Bahani Tlas Mili, Nachsi Balibata Menichseyan. And for the following three reasons, people of means, Balibatam, meaning they have enough to exist. They usually have enough money. They lose their wealth. Number one, the mafki of day of the charusa, they free their eved. They violate the Torah mitzvah of loy lamem tavoidu. Right? And therefore, since we paskin, it's a chayvo. Therefore, they're violating the asay. So their punishment is they lose their nechasim. Udesaiwi nechsaya b'shabata. And on Shabbos, they walk around to see what they can do to improve their fields, meaning they're engaging themselves in planting divrei chayil on Shabbos. They're walking around taking a look, like, how can I plow? How can I plant? How can I do? It's Shabbos. Now, usually, machshava is not usher on Shabbos. But if it's visible that the person's doing it, for the need of the week is not allowed. Meaning if I'm taking a walk and I happen to walk by my field, that's one thing. But if I go out to walk by my fields, that's another thing. And it's visible to people what your intentions are when you go. Right? Depends where you're going. If you take a walk around your house, it's one thing. If you go specifically far away just to see your field, to plan, that's Asher and Shabbos. And therefore, these people violate that. And therefore they lose their money. That's the second thing they do wrong. And the third thing is, the covers of the Saya b'Shabbata be'idin be'medrasha. They make their, when the Chacham darshans, that's when they eat their meal. And therefore they don't go to the drasha. And they should have eaten before or eaten after. You don't eat your meal at the time of the drasha of the chacham and don't go. That's a violation that, again, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you can't do this, but by doing that, the Rabbi Shalom punishes these people by them losing their money.
This seems very odd. I mean, two of them are about Shabbos, I get that, but it could say you're Machal Shabbos, it's even worse.
We're talking about Baal Batim that are frum. These are frum people. These are things that we would consider minor problems.
You're right.
It's a chiddush. They're saying even these minors.
Why these three? All these?
I don't know. I'm not Rabbi. I can't answer that. Maybe there is. I didn't see any. But does our school say anything? Okay, so I didn't look at it. So. So he says three different reasons. He says the person that frees his Evan is violating an Isser to diminish his property by freeing the Evan. So Hashem says, okay, so I'll diminish your property. And the second one, he says, the guy who thinks about his work on Chayil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the opposite and diminishes what he wanted to improve. And the third one, he says, he's not making Terasei Kva. By making a meal during the drasha, he's showing that Torah is not his main focus. And therefore, he doesn't get the bracha that comes that a person is supposed to make Terasei Kva Melach Daroi. And he's showing that his meal is more important than the drasha.
What do you mean when a rav gives a shiur on Shalosh?
Again, I'm not passing a local master. I'm not going to pass a local master. I don't know. What? Not really, because I speak 15 minutes before Myra, but you know, by then people should have been long finished their strawberries and shortcake and cream that they have for shalshudas or whatever else they have for shalshudas. When I was a kid. And it was the first time, again, I grew up in a neighborhood where we had only a late minyan. We didn't have early minyan of mincha. It didn't exist. And then we moved to the new neighborhood, and they had this early minyan mincha. We used to call it the strawberry minyan. For people who didn't want Shalosh Shudas and Shom, they wanted to go home and eat the strawberries and sour cream or whatever else they eat. So it became the strawberry minyan. If I always associate early mincha with strawberries. But again, in those days, they could still clean from strawberries, or they didn't know any better, or whatever way you want to learn shot in those days, but that's the way it was. I don't know, I'm not posking this thing. It just says that a person, again, I don't know if it means this, I don't know. I don't know how to answer this question. I don't know. I'm not going to answer it, I don't know. This is not posking the Shulchan Aruch. Not like you can look up the halacha. This is what Rab is saying happens to people that don't do the right thing. That's the Gemara, right? Okay, now the next Gemara needs a major introduction. And I'm going to try to keep it clear because it can get a little bit complicated. There's three ways a person can be magdish. Well, I'll take it back. You know, there is and there isn't. There are three types of hekdesh, but they don't apply to every item. One of the ways of being magdish, person's magdish an animal for a carbon. It gets kedushas haguf, and it becomes a carbon. But that is limited to something that can be a carbon. One
Rabbi,
cannot
we skip
be magdish an able for a carbon. You have to let me...
Tell him.
Oh, there's two more lines before that? I'm sorry. You're right. I'm Rabbi Eichinen. One used to make their meal on Shabbos by the drasha, and one made fancy meal on Friday, and therefore they entered Shabbos not hungry. There was a lack of covered Shabbos to eat a nice fancy meal on Friday that makes them diminish covered Shabbos. Shtei and Nekru, and both families were uprooted. Rashi, Did I learn the Rashi before? Beaten Beit Midrasha? Did I do it? I don't know if I did it. The Mavkav there, Lecher is whatever that say. Masari Nechsayim, so they say, Mestakna Mishabas Leidem Ayin Shrich, and they check to see what it means. Beaten Beit Midrasha, Kshachokim Dairish Drashis Lerab and Mishabas. Vem Yoishim Besuda, Vohelem Lahagdim Aliachar. It should be early or later. Be'er Shabbos. Now Rashi has two pshatim here. The first pshat, I didn't speak out in the Gemara. I said the second pshat. Rashi in the first pshat, we'll see Rashi, it's a very difficult thing to keep sometimes. But Leilei Shabbos, Friday night, they have a big meal. The Ein Kan Kavod Shabbos, the Kaimelon Kavod Joyim, Kaidim Kavod Laila. Your nicer meal should be Shabbos day. And by making your nicer meal Friday night, you're being mezalzel in the halacha of kavod yom kaidem lekavod laila. V'heimay mischavna b'shul bittul beis medrash. And Rashi explains what's wrong with that. That way, Friday night, there used to be a shir, and by making this big meal on Friday night, they didn't go to the Friday night shir. And therefore, they were mezalzel in kavod Shabbos. Their kavana was not to go to shir, but therefore they got punished. That's Rashi's first shot. I'm going to come back to this. Some learn it means Friday. They ate fancy meals every day. However, it's one thing to eat a fancy meal every day. You might not be Mekayim Kedoshim to you. But another one to eat one on Friday, and you enter Shabbos without any desire to eat, and that's a zilzul b'kavod Shabbos. Now, that first shot in Rashi is paskin halacha. If you have a good food for a Shabbos meal, you should keep it for Shabbos day. And the achronim have issues, not issues, it's very difficult. A lot of things are better fresh, hot, fresh. So the answer they give is chont. Chont seems to be the answer of all problems. That we give chont, Shabbos day, shows the chshivas of Shabbos day meal that we serve chont. However, some people eat chont Friday night. There's a Shiva Yeshiva Bakram. It's Friday night chont is a thing.
It's not only
Yeshiva Bakram.
It's not only
Yeshiva Bakram. Well, before Shabbos is Tamel. Yeah. That's fine. It's an issue because I always go through this with my wife, and the answer she always gives is, if I leave the bigger challah for the day, a lot is going to go to waste. If you use the bigger challah Friday night, you can eat the rest of it Shabbos day. If you use the smaller challah Friday night, that's great. Then you cut up the big challah on Shabbos day, and it's not eaten up, and then it remains for what? Who's going to eat it on Sunday? Meaning, that's what her tie-in always is. But halacha says you have to be mechaber the day meal more than the night meal. If you have a fancy dessert, keep it for the day meal. Right? If you have something that's kosher food, it should be served by the day meal, not by the night meal. That's the halacha.
Why is Kavod Yom
more? The Gemara says Kavod Yom is more than Kavod Laila. That's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says Kavod Yom is more than Kavod Laila. That's the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Paskin is that way. It's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. That day meal has to be given more respect to the night meal. That's what the Gemara says. I don't know why.
It's not just because the base medicine
says nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. They did it for the wrong intention. But the halacha of Kavod Yom Kaidem Kavod Laila is Paskin Shulchan Aruch. Straight. The Akashukha, they all ask, it's hard to sometimes keep food as good for the day meal as it is for the night meal. But the answer, we have chont. Give a nice chont, right? Serve it on the Shabbos day meal, it's chashuv.
Why people, right, if you have chicken Friday night, is more because meat, right?
Again, everybody does their own. I'm just pointing out that it's a hard halacha to keep sometimes. Again, everybody's different sometimes.
Maybe it's only in the case where those other things don't apply. It's not Friday night.
What?
It's not an issue. Maybe it's better if it doesn't affect the food. You're not going to think so. The
halacha says Kavod Yom Kaidem Kavod Laila. You're supposed to respect. I'm not going to get involved in the nitty-gritty here. I'm just saying, the halacha says Kavod Yom is Kaidem Kavod Laila. If you have a fancy food, put it away for the day meal. You have a good dessert, this is halacha l'maisa. You have a good dessert, keep it for Shabbos day, not for Friday night.
So make a geshmak and shalom, you cover it all. That's all. I mean, is that
what?
Make a good shalom and then.
Yeah, but again, if you eat shalom Friday night, all these things come up. I'm not passing a local mice of that. Now, I will say the following. On the Friday afternoon meal, it's interesting. Rashi says they ate one every day. But by eating one on Friday, they're in Mesa'os and Kavod Shabbos. In Halacha, it says that if you eat a meal every day, you can eat it on Friday as well. It's only if you eat a fancier meal on Friday, then you eat the rest of the week. That's the Shiloh of Zilzul B'Kavod Shabbos. Meaning every week, the whole week, you eat nothing. Lunch is a quick affair. Friday of the noon, all of a sudden, it's a nice lunch. That becomes a question of halacha. The way we paskin. You know, again, eating close to Shabbos is a different story. Because then you won't be hungry Friday night. But we're talking about a Friday meal. Halacha says do not eat a meal unless it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Do not eat a fancier meal on Friday than you eat the rest of the week. So Zilzul B'Kavod Shabbos. You know, I always about, you know, again, sometimes in your yeshiva, I don't know now, they served on Friday rolls for breakfast that they didn't serve all week or something like that. So is that fancier on Friday than you do the rest of the week? The rest of the week you don't eat rolls on breakfast. But they did it for whatever reason. I'm just saying, I never got a clarity in that one.
That was the day that the big
Rue's
baking rolls.
Whatever it is, but you know, again, but that's the halacha of the Maaseh. Besides the Paskins, you're not allowed to eat something on Friday, a more fancy meal than you eat the rest of the week. Rashi seems to say, not that way. Rashi seems to say they ate the fancy meal every day. But on Friday, it's wrong because you have to be hungry for Kavod Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says you can eat whatever you eat every day on Friday. Not close to Shabbos, but on Friday. But to eat a fancier meal on Friday, it's a Zilzul B'Kavod Shabbos, yes.
There's such things as Taste of Shabbos, is that a real thing? A Taste of
Shabbos. Sure, about Rishaynim.
What are you supposed to eat during that Taste of Shabbos?
You taste the food, taste means taste.
Isn't that more, that's the taste of the Shabbos food, right?
Right.
So aren't you eating fancier than...
That's not a meal?
Well,
it's
a meal versus a meal.
You're just tasting the Shabbos food. Some people are machmer in time now, but you know, but yeah, you just taste the Shabbos food.
They only had two meals a day, right?
You know, there's a Shaila in Paiskim. If you do Tameh every Friday and it's the 9 days,
right.
Can you taste the Shabbos food? You're doing Tameh.
The
they talk they about
the
it. What?
The
we don't do it. No, of course not. No. But in Halacha, it's a Shaila in Paiskim. The guy does Tameh, he's doing it with Kavod Shabbos.
They eat only two meals a day. So the second meal, what did they have time to eat? In that region of the world, Shabbos was more or less consistent with an hour or two.
Again, you can eat Friday afternoon.
And then they ate on Friday night also?
Well, the problem is they didn't eat much on Friday night because they just ate supper or three, whatever they ate. But halacha paskin, this is paskin halacha. Both are paskin halacha. The paskin covered Yom Kedem, covered Lailah. And we paskin, the way we paskin is don't eat a bigger meal on Friday to eat the rest of the week. Because it's a Zilzul and Kavod Shabbos.
The same on Yom Kippur.
The night and the day? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Shabbos is brought. Not to give my advice. Okay, I have to give an introduction to the next Gemara. I'm going to try to keep it as clear as I can. Number one, a person has an ability to be magdish things three different ways. Not every item, but different items, different ways. A person can be magdish an animal for a carbon. Those animals that are fit for a carbon. He can be magdish it for a carbon. He can't make a table a carbon because a table cannot be a carbon. He can be magdish a table two different ways. He can say that he wants the table to be kaddish for Betekabayas, for its value. That means the table itself is not really kaddish. It's supposed to be sold off, redeemed, money given to Hegdish, the value of the table. Right? Or he can say, well, there's really three ways here. He could say the value of the table should be Hekdesh. He could say the table should be Hekdesh, and Hekdesh will sell the table. Or he can say he wants the table to be used to get a carbon. Meaning, the table can be a carbon, but he can say that the table should be used to buy an animal for a carbon. So there's three different ways a guy can be makdish a table. He cannot make the table kaddish. He can just say the value of the table. He can say he wants the table to be kaddish, and Hekdesh will sell for better kabayas. Or he can say he wants the table to be used for a carbon. Now, if he wants the table to be used for a carbon, the table itself can't be used for a carbon, so it's sold off and the money is used for a carbon.
Is Moshe at treasuries with each item?
Well, the one for the carbon, the guy himself would sell it and then use the money for a carbon. For two and three, you don't need a treasury.
I'm saying when you go to the Mason
Mixer. Again. For two of the three, you don't need a treasury.
Inside the base of Mikdash. Medica Bias was a treasury, wasn't it?
Yes, there? For money.
And you couldn't buy a carbon if you wanted to there?
Not from Medica Bias.
No.
They might have sold animals on the side. It has nothing to do with this Gemara. Whether they sold animals, they didn't sell animals. Pashtas, they didn't sell animals. They sold them in Yerushalayim. There were animal dealers that sold them.
Uh-huh.
They did sell flour from Menachas that they did sell. They did not sell animals. Animals where you fly them, you went to animal dealers and you bought yourself your animals.
So
there's
money,
nothing to do with Hekdesh.
So money in the Beis HaMikdash is only for use for Beit HaKabayis. When somebody would bring money to the Beis HaMikdash, money.
He brought money to Beit HaKabayis.
Beit HaKabayis is after Kabbalah?
No. Beit HaKabayis is the maintenance of Hekdesh. Maintenance of Hekdesh buildings and properties. Literally it means fix the flaws in the Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaKabayis meant they had to rebuild something, fill the cracks, pay workers to do things. That money came from Beit HaKabayis.
Why isn't the first and the third both need the Beit HaKabayis? The value or to get a carbon, you need to involve.
I'm not sure I understood what you just said.
You said the only one requires
Yeah, because a guy donates the value of a table. He goes to people, figure out the value of the table, gives the money to Hekdesh. The table doesn't belong to Hekdesh. He donated the value of the table.
He keeps the table.
He didn't mean to give table Hekdesh the table.
He's able to get a carbon, no?
The third is a carbon. So then again, he sells the table, gets the money for the carbon. Even the second one, really, he doesn't have to take the table to Beit HaKabayis. He donated the table to Beit HaKabayis. He can redeem it without going to Hekdesh. But in the second one, the item became Kaddish. In the other one, in the first one, he never made the item Kaddish. He only made the value Kaddish. He donated, he promised the value of the table. The table itself never became Hekdesh's. In the second one and in the third one, he made the item Kaddish. One for Beit HaKabayis and one to use the money for the carbon. But the item has to now be sold or redeemed to become to get the money for either Beit HaKabayis or for the carbon.
And why can't the table itself become Kaddish?
Yeah. It can.
Is it because it's...
It can.
In its use as a table, why can't the table ever be used to hold sandals?
Honestly,
within...
if Hekdesh needs the table and the guy brings the table, they will use the table. But in most cases, when people donate items to Hekdesh, Hekdesh has no use for them. They have one already. They've been functioning before this guy showed up with his table. They don't need his table. If they needed his table, you're right. They would take the table and not sell it off and keep it and use it for Beit HaKabayis purposes, for whatever they need a table. They wouldn't need it for carbon because the carbon, they were very well stocked. They need Beit HaKabayis. Whatever they needed in the Beit HaMikdash. They need a table to get a table. They need a hammer, they bought a hammer. If somebody brings a hammer and they need the hammer, they'll say thank you very much. Most of the time that they gave something to Hekdesh, Hekdesh had no need for the item. So they sold it and they put the money in the coffers of Beit HaKabayis.
I thought you were saying that the origination, the money or whatever that created the item had to be Hekdesh to start with. But if an artisan, if a man out of love who's an artist decided that it would be great for him to make a beautiful thing to hold sandals when the Kohanim took off their sandals or whatever it was, that would be okay if he donated that and they accepted it. It's not the material itself did not start out as Kodesh. That's all I was just trying to understand.
No, they need the table for Lechem upon them. All those things that they needed to do, they had things to do it with. Klaus Karbonis, yeah, that's what I meant to say. Again, the Hegdish doesn't need your table for Karbonis.
The Karbonis were paid by the onion for the bring me
to service Karbonis.
I mean like oilis, like the regular oilis tongue.
Again, they had tables to skin, to move, to clean. They had tables there.
That
adds Trumas Alishka.
I can't put money for that.
It's a machlokes, and if you can, you put it into Trumas Alishka. Into Alishka. All Korbanos Tzibur were brought by the money from the Machzis HaShekels. There was a Machzis HaShekel collection for Korbanos Tzibur. Right. Nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Okay. So first of all, I'm going to donate money to the Beis HaMikdash. You said there are three methods.
He donates money, he just donates money. And he can either designate it to use for Benek HaBayis or to buy a carbon.
And if he has a table, does he physically bring the table up to the
He room? Could redeem it at home.
So he never has to...
Doesn't have to bring it any time. But he can be magdisha differently. He can be magdisha table for Benek HaBayis, and he can magdisha table that the table should be sold for a carbon.
In other words, they'll accept money for a car. He said they won't be accepting money directly. They have to do it through Beit HaKabayis, through a donation of a table or something.
Again, I never said that. Let's step back. If a person wants to donate money, let him go ahead and donate money. We're not talking about a person that's donating money. We're talking about a person that donates an item.
A value of an item.
I said he donates an item. I said that word. I didn't say value.
No, you
did. Okay, so there's different ways to donate an item. One is never to donate the item, just to donate the value. Okay. So then the item never becomes hegdish, because he never donated the item. All he did was donate the value of the item. He owes hegdish the value of the item. That's one way. There are other people that donate the item.
How do they donate the item?
They say this should become hegdish.
And they take it to the good
place. Again, they don't have... Forget about what they do with it. Let's just stop right here. The table now belongs to Hegdish. If somebody uses it, he's Ivra Me'ila. This belongs to Hegdish.
Okay.
Now, Hegdish doesn't need your table. So you can redeem it from Hegdish. You can figure out its value, add 25% surcharge, and take the money to Hegdish, and the table becomes yours again. It wasn't yours when you donated that table to Hegdish. When someone donated the table to Hegdish, the table's no longer his. It belongs to Hegdish. And the guy who donated is the Gizbar, automatically. He has to write it. He has options. He can take the table to Shulayim and hand it to the general thing and let them worry about it. Or he himself can buy the table back from Hegdish. The other way is if he wants to use the money for a carbon. So he can say he donates the table for a carbon. Now, it can't be used as a carbon. So what he means is the table should be sold or redeemed and the money used for a carbon.
And why would a person not just say, I want to give X amount of money?
It's up there. I don't know. People do all kinds of strange things. Nothing to do with Erech. It says nothing to do with Erech. Let's leave Erech out of this. That went to Benek HaBayis.
I thought the Machzis
HaShekel
went to the silver
sockets. Machzis HaShekel went to a room. From that room, they took Trumas Alishka. And from the Trumas Alishka, they brought Korbanos Tzibur. There were a lot of coins left after they took the Trumas Alishka. Those coins were called the leftover, the Shiari Halishka, and all those things had definite designated things to use for, which is not the sugya here. It's a Masechta Shkalim. It's a Masechta Ksubas. We had it. Different things that were used for different monies. Not getting involved in that now. Now here comes one more halacha. If a guy donates an animal that's fit for a carbon to Benek Habayis. He says, I want to donate, he says he wants to donate his cow to Benek Habayis. And this cow is fit for a carbon. Sheep, this goat, automatically becomes a carbon. You cannot donate an item that's fit for a carbon to be anything else but a carbon. You can, but it doesn't make a difference. The item becomes a carbon anyway. That we learn now from a pasuk. Donate an animal that has no blemish, and you want to donate it to Benek Habayis, it becomes a carbon. Benek Habayis has to be compensated, besides for that, but that's not our issue here. That's the halacha. To review again, do it again. A guy can donate an item that is an animal that is roy for a carbon to be a carbon. And even if he donates it for Benek Habayis, it turns into a carbon. He cannot donate a cow. He could, but it doesn't work. If he donates a goat for Benek Habayis, the goat becomes a carbon. An Ayla. Items that can't be used for a carbon, he can donate in one of three different ways. He cannot donate the item, just the value of the item. Then the item doesn't become hegdishes. He donates the value of the table. The table is not hegdish. He can use the table. He can donate the table itself and then redeem it for money for Benek Habayis. Or if he donated and he said he wants the table to be used for carbon, he redeems it and uses the money for carbon. Now, I'm going to explain this Gemara the way Rashi explains it. A guy donated his Evet Knani to Hegdish. He did not say the value of an Evet Knani. He donated the Evet Knani. He did not say, I'm donating the value of the Evet Knani. Had he said that, there would have been no problem. We figure out what the Evet is worth, and he owes that money to Hegdish. He didn't say that. He donated the Evet Knani to Hegdish. Now, Evet Knani, he used the word, he's making the Evet Knani Hegdish. There are two interpretations here, what he could mean. Either he wants the Evet to be sold, Hegdish doesn't need the Evet. So either he means he wants this Evet to be sold and the money used to Hegdish, or it means he wants to free the Evet, become holy, he should become Jewish. The word Hegdish also means holy. So he might mean saying, I am freeing this Evet, which is like being Mafker, the Evet. He's saying, I want this Evet to be a holy Jew. I don't want him to remain an Evet Kanani. So the word Hegdish by Evet can have dual meanings. Now, if he would have said the value, we would have interpreted that to mean that he owes the money to Hegdish. He did not say the value. He said he's Magdish the Evet. Here comes Rashi's Kiddush. That since an Evet can rise to the level of becoming Jewish, it is similar to the animal that you can't be Magdish it to use the money. If you donate an animal, it becomes a carbon. If you donate an Evet, he becomes free because there's a higher level of Kedusha, of him turning free. And therefore, even if you intended that he should be used for money, he automatically becomes free. Because since there's two interpretations, one, the Hegdish, the animal be Kaddish to be sold and use the money, one, that the animal himself become Kaddish and rise to the highest level of Kedusha. And since by a carbon we see, by an animal, that even if you mean to donate it to Benek Habayis, it automatically becomes a carbon, whether you meant it or not, because it rises to the higher level of Kedusha that it's capable of. So automatically this Evet will rise to the highest level of Kedusha and become a free man. Yeah. Because becoming a free man is a higher level of kedusha for the eved than to be used to get money for medikabayis. Just like by an animal, it's a higher level of kedusha to use the animal for a carbon than to sell it to medikabayis. The same thing by the eved. It's a higher level of kedusha that the eved become Jewish than he'd be used for money on medikabayis. If you would have set the value of the eved, then the eved would never become holy. But since you said the Eved can become holy two ways. Either he should be used to get money, or he himself should become a holy person. Just like by a carbon, an animal that's fit for a carbon, when you donate it for money, it becomes Kaddish automatically, because the Torah said animals that are fit for a carbon automatically become a carbon when you donate it to Hekdesh. So also, Rashi explains, this man, the Amar, who we will learn now, holds that when you donate an Eved to Hekdesh, you might have meant that the money be used, Eved be used to sell. Doesn't make a difference. It becomes Hekdesh. He becomes free because he can rise to the higher level of Kedusha, which by an Eved means becoming a free Jew.
Guy knows what he meant.
Again, he meant by the animal also to be better kabayas.
What if he would redeem it and add a fifth?
Again, if a guy donates an animal for medical bias, it becomes a carbon. Automatically. He says, this guy has an animal, he says, I'm donating this to Hekdesh. A goat, a sheep, a calf.
Specified the value of that.
If he said, I want to give the value, the animal never became Kaddish.
If he said, I want to just say Medikabayis, same thing as Hekdesh,
it's
saying the same thing.
It becomes a carbon. Dr. Gemara, I'm a rabbi. Hamagdish avdai yatzu l'cheres. My taima, gufei l'kaddish. An eved cannot become Hekdesh, because Hekdesh would sell him off. They don't need an Eved. It's not like his body becomes Kaddish. So what does he mean? Either the value, or he means that the Eved should become Hekdesh, which rises to the highest level. The Dmei like Amar, he didn't say he wants it to be the value of the Eved. Automatically, the Levi Am Kaddish Kamar. He means he should become a holy Jew. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Gufa Loy Kaddish, Eina Roy Loy Lim is Vav Loy Lim Kabayas. You can't be Makriv and Eved as a carbon, nor does Hekdesh need Avadim for Bene Kabayas. Ludmei Loy Kamar, Hoy Loy Loy Me Dmei Avdi Allah. You should have said the value of the Eved. The Lehevi Am Kaddish, Yisroel Gomer, the Sibu Ki Am Kaddish Ata, Yidden are called Kaddish. Vedomi Lim Magdish Behema Tmeya. When you donate an elephant to Hekdesh, there we say, the Hassam, Kivin the Lekalamayim, the Heavy Am Kaddish. What if a guy donates an elephant? So what do we do with the elephant? We sell it and use the money for a carbon. We sell it and use the money for a better kabayas. So why don't we do the same with the Eved? Why is an Eved different than an elephant? Or a lion, or a tiger, or a donkey? The Hassam, even the lekulamayim about the tevi am kaddish kamar, there is no level of making an elephant into a Jew. A karchach l'dmei kamar, he must have meant use this animal to get money. You can't make a donkey a carbon. You can't make a donkey. What is a donkey for? Sell it and get money, either for a carbon or for a hebetic abayis, depending what you wanted. The avakav going kamar to me'alai. You didn't say the value. You want the donkey to be holy, to be sold. There he meant, let the donkey become Kaddish to be sold. He could have said the value of the donkey. He didn't say the value of the donkey. He said the donkey. Hekdesh doesn't need a donkey. So what do they do with the donkey? You sell it. So therefore, when the guy donated the donkey, he means get money for the donkey and use it for Hekdesh, either for carbon or for Medikabayis, whatever his heart desires. But when he donates an Eved, there is a concept of a holy Kedusha. And therefore, he would have to be very specific. I mean the value of the Eved. Now, what if he says, I want to donate the Eved for Medikabayis, it should be used to be sold? So there, Rashi says later, he couldn't do that, because automatically it rises to the higher level of Kedusha.
So cows get, we learn from Kedusha to a cow?
No. Cow is a special halacha, matras tzimah lebet kabayis. Any animal fit for a carbon rises to the highest level.
What pasuk is that?
I don't know where the source is. We learned that from Sukkot. Kedusha is only by an eved.
But if a cow can be elevated to a carbon, that's why we do it, right?
Right.
But not from this.
An eved can be elevated to be Jewish. That's why we do it here.
Rabbi, you mean doing an answer to yourself
to that? By freeing the eved?
By saying he's donating him to the Hekdesh.
What's the answer? He's freeing him. So again, so there's sometimes it's not an Isser, depends. And even if it were an Isser, it would work anyway. Evet Kanani.
Is that what's talking about, just an Evet Kanani?
Yeah.
So Ishmael was also an
Evet Kanani? No, Eliezer was. I think I'm definitely going to have a Kanani.
Okay, so Ishmael was an
Again, what? There's three meanings he could have. One, he means the value of the Evet, but he didn't say so. He said the Evet. One is that he wants the Evet to be used to be sold. But Rashi says later on that automatically it goes to freedom. Because just like when a guy designates a goat to be sold, it goes to carbon, an eved to be sold goes to freedom.
Why is being a Jew more holy than being Hekdesh?
Jews holy and good for right before Shavuot. This is very good to know that. I'm Kaddish Atta. The Pasuk calls us a holy nation.
Yeah, but a person could still, he can. We had in last week's parsha, the week before, that he can. He can donate the value of himself to Hekdesh, right?
He said value. Here he didn't say value.
Right now, he's chattel, right?
Again, he's a cow. He's a sheep. He's a goat. He's eligible for a higher level of Kedusha. A goat is a goat. A goat has no Kedusha.
This is a hard concept.
I'm trying to figure out why it's a hard concept to you. Maybe you underestimate your holiness.
By an animal, it's a higher condition to bring it as a carbon to donate that it should be sold and the money to use that as an allergy to make it.
Or to be used for a carbon.
Or to be used for a carbon. So that's very understandable. To have the value of the slave, the Hekdesh gets no benefit from him being free.
It doesn't make a difference. Or Rebbeinu Shem gets a benefit. Another Jew. I mean, Kaviyachu.
How can it be a benefit if it's an Isser?
Told you a lot of times it's not an Isser. But even if it is an Isser, it works. He becomes Jewish.
But I don't understand. How can something be that could be an Isser and many times is an Isser be a benefit?
Again, he becomes holy. It's a benefit for the Evan.
But Hekdesh is not gaining on
it. You don't need Hekdesh to gain.
Hekdesh is gaining when
I don't know. I don't know how Hashem gains. Yeah. All I know is the Gemara says that an Eved can become Jewish. That's the highest level of Kedusha he can reach.
He doesn't have to replace the money?
That's a different story now. We're not getting involved.
No, but he's saying he's concerned about the Benekabayas.
So no, he's not concerned about Benekabayas. He's concerned about the fact that he's doing something wrong by freeing the Eved, and the Eved's becoming Jewish. That's not what he said. That's your saying. Okay. Again, we'll worry about the money. He doesn't have to replace the money, but that's a side issue.
Let's go back to, I don't understand the word. Amdom el chamor. Why dafka the Torah uses the word chamor? It's by an eved kanani, and any goy can be an eved kanani.
If you get him to be an eved kanani, till then he's a guy.
Right. But why did it take at least put him on a higher
madrigal
that he can become.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know why Chamor. You also have Ramko, maybe in the safer talks about why Chamor. I don't know. I don't know. Right. That's no bearing on this Gemara. Talk to Gemara by the Jason of Marav, a map crab, the Yatsul Echeris. Somebody makes his Evan Hefker, it's Yatsul Echeris. Mandam and Magdish Koshke Mavker. Manda Amar, Mavker, Magdish Lloyd Luma did make Amar. He says, even though the guy was Magdish his Evan, he might have meant the value of the Evan. He just didn't express himself. Whereas the first Mandi Amar said, if he meant value, he would have said value. He didn't say value. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Tarak Yachich, it's my turn.
Totally in dance like we had before.
Well, again, he has to express himself. It depends on if he meant value, he would have said value. That's what we're saying. To say value, the Evan wouldn't become Kaddish. It would just be his value. Like we said, the value of a table. See, a table can't go to a higher level of Kedusha. So if a guy is Magdish the table, becomes Hegdish, and Hegdish sells it off for money. An Evan can go to a higher level of Kedusha. So just like if a guy is Magdish a goat, Hegdish can't sell it off. And a guy is Magdish an Evan, Hegdish can't sell him off either. He rises to his highest level of Kedusha, which is to be a Yid. Forget it. What does the guy mean when he's Magdish the Evan? The regular guy who's Magdish the Evan. Zukt Rabba, he doesn't mean value. He would have said it. And Rav Yitzchak says he means value. If he would have freed the Evan, he would have said, I'm freeing him. He didn't say that. He said, I'm donating to Hegdish. And since there's no other way to donate to Hegdish except by saying value, so that was, he must have had it.
He doesn't go free.
According to Rav Yitzchak, he doesn't go free. Correct.
If he donates the table and he redeems it, then he owns the table plus the surcharge.
Yes.
So maybe he means he donates plus the surcharge.
Again, you can't donate an animal to Agnes Abbott. That's what I tried to say. You can't donate a goat to Medica Bias.
I understand. But if that's a moon, you could.
That's because it's not a carbon. The Eved is like an animal that's ready for a carbon. Rashi will say that later. An Eved has a madriga to reach without, and therefore it rises to the highest level. The table can't go higher than a table.
All I'm saying is maybe the reason he didn't say he wants to donate the value of it because he wanted to donate more than the value.
Again, he might have meant the same by the cow.
Why would anybody pay the surcharge?
Why is anybody donating anything to Agnes?
So you're giving the value. You're giving it away. But just
why are you giving anything to Agnes? Why do you give a donation to the show?
It's a good thing.
Okay, so this guy wants to give more of a good thing. I have a comment here from Rabbi Cohen, who says it's a good cheer. He hasn't asked one question yet today.
He didn't have the number.
He's on. Right. Listen, I think part of the struggle here is that we're having trouble recognizing becoming Jewish as an elevated Hegdish. As an elevated Hegdish. Not struggling with that?
No.
That's great. That's the next Gemara. Talk to Gemara Yibayilu. Tzarek Yetchik or Eloi Tzarek. Talk Shema. Talk Rav Chibar Ab Marav. Echadzeh. Yatzel Lecheres. Tzarek Yetchik or Rashi, that's Rashi, that's Rav Shita. Shmuel would say he doesn't need a get shikur. Rav says you do need a get shikur. We had that machlokes on the Amud Aleph. Rashi, echadzeh magnish mafker. Fine. We'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos and a great Yom Tov. And we're back Tuesday morning. It's going to be hard. It's Mitzi Yom Tov. Usually Shabbos we start Sunday. We start a half an hour later. This time we're starting 6 o'clock when Yom Tov is over. Who knows when? And it's just what it is. Everybody say.